Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi guys, welcome back to the next episode of the City Confessions. I'm actually in such a good mood, so I'm like really excited for this recording. I have Shelly Zhu. She is a full-time freelancer and photographer based in New York City. So hello and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you guys, I have been on like this crazy ride right now where I'm just kind of reaching out to strangers on Instagram, and I've been loving it and the response has been great. And Shelly has been one that I reached out to recently, and now she's in my apartment. So I'm just having a great time doing this. So thank you again, because you could have honestly just said no and been like, this girl is crazy. I'm not going to a stranger's apartment. But we found out that we do have mutual friends or people, I guess, because you are also somewhat in the same industry as me, but on the other side.
Yeah.
So why don't you begin by telling the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do and what your relationship is with New York City?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm Shelly. I am a full-time freelancer and photographer. I shoot mostly lifestyle content for brands, influencers, bloggers, and people who dance and do yoga.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So a lot in like the wellness industry. But I currently live in Jersey right now, but I do most of my work in New York City, and I was actually born in New York City. So I'm just forever there.
It's right there. It's like not even that far.
Yeah, I'm just across the river.
Yeah. It's cheaper rent anyways.
Which is why I actually
Right, live there. Exactly. So tell me about how did you get started, and when was like that first moment when you were like, wow, I am in love with photography, or this is my passion, I'm really interested in it.
So I actually started photography my sophomore year of college. I got a camera for Christmas, actually to start YouTube videos originally.
Oh, okay.
I never did that.
Uh-huh.
I basically just started photography shooting like my dancer friends. I grew up competitively dancing, so that's how I got started. And then from then on, it was just for fun. And then I got like a few requests to just shoot like headshots for people around school and dance shots, because it's a very big dance major at the college I went to.
Where did you go?
Pace University.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. In New York City.
Yeah. In New York City, guys.
So that's how I got started with photography. It was mostly just a hobby. I'm self-taught in everything. And I never really planned on this being a career for me. So I went to school for arts and entertainment management, and I wanted to be in like the live music industry or like the dance, like event industry.
Mm-hmm.
And when I graduated college, I had a few jobs, like I think like three.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing photography just part-time, like for fun on the side, just to make extra money. And then, I got a job in like the perfect industry that I wanted, and I really did not like my boss.
Yep. It's always the boss, I'm
it's
telling
always
you.
The boss.
Uh-huh.
So that like really pissed me off, just because like it's the perfect job for me, and then I just really didn't like working there and just going into the office every day. So that kind of just motivated me to leave. So because I switched jobs pretty often, I'm the type of person where I just get bored easily.
Oh my God, girl, me too. It's not even about jobs. I'm talking about people, dating. Yeah, the whole shebang.
Yeah, so freelance was like the perfect thing for me to do full time, just because I just get bored.
It works for your personality.
Like, yeah,
as well.
Exactly. So I can basically do whatever I want with this job. But since leaving my other job was like my motivation, I like gave myself like a deadline to like start up my business, like get all like the rights and everything, like my trademark. And I basically just like left my job just to like go into freelancing full time.
How long has it been?
It's been a little over a year. I started, I think, like November of 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it like really started like 2019.
Right. Right.
January.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I got started. Now I do photography full time, but I have like a little like random part time things too.
As a New Yorker, everybody has side hustles.
Yeah, yeah, I actually just started I used to work for a dance competition company like 2 years ago, and that's like on the weekends, but it's also like traveling to events and just like working
them. So you like photograph?
No, I'm an awards coordinator for them.
Okay, so what does that entail?
It's a lot of like organization, but I'm the person that basically like gets in all the scores for every dance, and then like I organize all the pins and like
that's
medals
so
and awards for like every single dancer for ceremonies. So it's that, but I also like help set up the production and like break down and everything.
And that's every single weekend, or is
it's
it one
not every
day?
Single weekend. I tell them I only like want to do one or two per month, just because like then I won't have much time for shooting and editing. But I basically just started that, like, for fun, just because I wanted to do something else.
Yeah. No, I feel like I'm the same way. And I think it's great that you have that. First of all, you're interested in dance, so you have that passion. But it's a different skill set. And I think as a freelancer, you cannot be doing the same thing every single day, because then you get burnt out. Like, I know some bloggers, their full-time job is to, like, manage social media for other brands. And I don't know how they do that, because I feel like my own personal brand will suffer. So yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way.
Yeah.
Like this past weekend, I just got back from an event, and like today, like this is my like first day back, like in the city. I'm like, I'm so excited to do like what I love.
Yeah.
Because I got like a tiny break.
Right. Totally. So I did read that you no longer, I guess, like look for clients. Clients are looking for you.
Yeah.
And that's obviously based off of the fact that you kind of built a name for yourself, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So how was that process like?
It was pretty like hard at first. I was doing it part-time like for a few years, so like that definitely helped. But the main thing for me like getting clients was social media.
I was gonna ask about that
too. Yeah, like all my clients are from Instagram or like just from in-person referrals. Since I do shoot a lot with influencers and like a few smaller brands, like that really helps just for like, I wouldn't say like free marketing, but like that helps.
No, I totally understand, because I get asked all the time.
Yeah.
Like, who takes your photos? And I definitely have recommended photographers that I've worked with to other people. And now, and like you, and you touched on a good point about just like the whole influencer world, because we need content constantly. So it's almost like, if you get one customer and they really like your work and you guys work really well, like it's not just a one-time gig, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I want to shoot again. I need to shoot again. So that's a good, I guess, benefit. But also about like wellness brands, you are creating content for them as well, like for their pages, or how does that work?
So I shoot a lot for like people who do yoga, like teach yoga full time, or like are like yogi influencers, or just like in that wellness community. That's like what I like to go towards more, rather than like fashion or like other things like that. It's just like what I resonate with more. Like I love doing yoga and dance and like just doing all that stuff. But yeah, so some brands I do just like, I shoot like mostly all lifestyle stuff. So I just shoot like random things for their social media. So it's like products or like photos of themselves or like them working and like everything.
So how would you describe your photography style?
It's very airy, bright, like light, like pastel colors. That's like my aesthetic. If you look at my Instagram, like everything looks like that. And I think that that's what most people come to me for.
I was going to ask about that. Like, do you ever has anybody reached out to you and wanted to shoot with you, and maybe you went on their page or like got this feel like, okay, this is like, we have different perspectives, because in a way I don't know. Like, I feel like a photographer's job is to, like, just photograph maybe whatever the client wants, right? Mm-hmm. But then, in a way, you want to be true to your own style. So how does that play in?
So most of the people that reach out to me are reaching out to me because they want that aesthetic that I put out in all my content. So I don't really get much of an issue with people, like, wanting something, like, on the darker side or like, more contrasty. Because people come to me for the style. But I do deny some people that come to me because.
What would you, like, how does that process work?
It's only happened like one or two times. I don't do it a lot, but like sometimes I hop on calls with clients, like potential clients, and I don't take people where like I don't think our personalities would match. And I mean, it makes sense. Like,
of course, it needs to be chemistry when you're shooting with
exactly.
Somebody.
Like, I'm getting really close to your face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So how do you, like, are you honest and you say like, I actually don't think this will work out?
I am. I just say it in a very like
nice
yeah. way. It's like nothing personal against them
course.
At all. It's just like I just don't think that we would mesh well, or like our vibes just don't go together,
yeah.
Or even like style wise, like
yeah.
sometimes I'm like, I'm very like more like on the bohemian,
mm-hmm.
like carefree, like that type of style. So if someone's like very like straight, like, I mean, not straightforward, but like they want something like very glitzy and glammy and like stuff like that,
yeah.
I'm just not interested in
right.
shooting styles like that. So like I'll refer like another photographer that
That's
does
nice.
That type of
yeah.
style. Yeah.
Amazing. That's so cool. Okay. So then tell me about what is your like daily, I know not every day is the same, but what is like your morning routine and what does like a typical week look like? Even though I know there's probably no typical week because I'm in the same
yeah.
you know, field.
Typically let's first start off. I'm not a morning person
okay.
like at all.
Are you a night owl though?
I am a night owl, but like I try to not be. So I always try to book shoots like early in the morning
to kind of get you
to
up.
Make me get up. But it's also like
when's
the
earliest
best time
shoot?
For lighting.
Right. When's the earliest shoot that you've done?
The earliest shoot?
Yeah.
Probably, I think like 6:30 in the morning, but that's because Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes.
If like a client wants to shoot on the Brooklyn Bridge, I tell them I don't shoot there past 8 a.m.
Right. It's crazy, right?
It's
I actually haven't even shot
insane.
There myself because of
yeah.
that. And I'm a morning person, but I like to dedicate mornings to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So having
yeah.
to truck all along there, I'm like. Mm.
And because I live in Hoboken,
yeah.
it like takes a long time to get
yeah.
there. But I mean, those photos are like always worth it.
Of course. Yeah.
Because
it's so
pretty so
iconic,
there.
Yeah.
And like no one's there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get people in your shots. But if I do have shoots in the morning, then like I get up pretty early. I don't really eat breakfast.
Yeah, me neither.
I pretty much just like. Get out of bed and like brush my teeth and
yeah.
then like leave.
Sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but I just thought because you travel from Hoboken, do you like to book multiple shoots in one day?
Yes.
Okay.
So I try to book, I don't book more than like 4 shoots a day.
Yeah.
Just for like insanity
yeah.
reasons. but yeah, I do try to book it. So like I'm only in the city like 3 times
okay.
a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like saving costs.
Right.
On, like, commuting
no, makes
and
sense.
Everything. And like if I am in the city all day, like I have to pay for lunch,
yeah.
breakfast, dinner.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then I don't know if you were done with what you were saying, but then obviously you edit and all that. Do
yes.
you personally like editing, by the way?
I actually do.
Okay.
I mean, not all the time. Like sometimes I'm just like editing for hours. It's like 2 days straight of editing
mm-hmm.
and I get sick of it, but most of my shoots that I do, like I'm very excited about the photos I take for them, so I do like editing because that's like when everything transforms into like the final product, so it's fun to see.
Mm-hmm. And then how long on average I guess are your shoots like
mm-hmm.
do you go by hourly?
Yes, I go hourly, but I do like a minimum of 1 hour.
Right.
Unless
yeah.
unless like I offer like a day of like mini shoots, but I don't really do mini shoots just like
right.
in general.
Okay.
Because it's not worth it for me because I live in Hoboken.
Right. Okay, so now I want to shift gears a little bit and ask you what keeps you up at night. And I think a lot of times as New Yorkers, our stress can be related to work. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as you know, like when you have that horrible boss. But it can also be like just like personal things because mm-hmm. our lives are just made up of so many components.
Yeah.
And again, I know you don't know me, but I think that's the whole point of this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of just like sit down and chit chat with strangers and just be like, hey, one, how are you? Like, how are you genuinely doing? Mm-hmm. And two, it makes you kind of like take a step back just to analyze your life and just say like, okay, am I suppressing any, you know, maybe like feelings that I'm not acknowledging? Or am I like literally having the best time of my life right now? Uh-huh. You know, because there's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah. I'd say like I'm doing pretty well right now. I think that because I just started the dance competition job again, because it's a seasonal thing, but that like stresses me out, but also like puts me in a better mood because stressing me out just like scheduling wise, like mm-hmm. I just have like I'm just always doing something, and like when I do have a break, like I really don't, because like my breaks would be like when I am at the dance competition right. working, but it's something that I love. So like, that's why like it's worth it for me. Mm-hmm. Like I started it because I wanted to be back in the dance community. So it's like balance.
Right. It's always balance.
Yeah.
So you touch upon dance and I want to go back to that topic. Mm-hmm. You grew up dancing.
Yeah.
Do you miss it? Do you still dance? Like what
yeah, is... I actually really miss it. So I was actually originally going to be a dance major for college. And then like I switched it very last minute. but yeah, it's hard like because I would dance like 6 hours a day, mm-hmm. every day, mm-hmm. basically.
What type of dance did you do?
Middle school to high school. I did like commercial dance. So it's like contemporary, like jazz, ballet, mm-hmm. like stuff you'd see like on TV or right. like in music videos and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But yeah, I do miss it. I go to like dance workout classes now, and like, that like ones? Definitely helps. I go to Dance Body a lot.
Okay, I don't think I've heard that. I've only heard of, is it 360?
305.
Yeah, 305.
Yeah, I went there once. It's really fun.
Yeah. I think actually Grace like mentioned like she
oh yeah,
thing.
She does yeah. go there. yeah, 305 is more like hip hoppy.
Right.
And then I go to Dance Body. It's still like it's very upbeat and like fun, but I'd say it's a little bit more technical. Mm-hmm. But anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just fun.
Do you have TikTok?
I have a TikTok. I don't
You should be on it because I honestly feel like the success for TikTok
yeah.
TikTokers, I don't know if that's a term, is mm-hmm. you have to be able to dance. Mm-hmm. And if you dance, clearly you have like musical skills because it's all yeah. about, you know, putting, because mm-hmm. I dance a little bit, but not like competitively, you know, you have to be able to like be able to hear the music.
Yeah, have music
and then I think that's one component if you're just like super talented in that aspect. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is like if you're funny. And I think I'm really funny, but like I'm not that funny in terms of like skits or like mm-hmm. little, you know?
Yeah.
So you should get on it, girl.
I know. I have one.
There's so many challenges.
I know.
Like, I don't even know how people come up with these challenges, but it's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely need to start doing
it. Yeah, that. You should do it. I think it's like,
it's
and
it's so time consuming.
I know. You know what it is? It's funny because I think the maximum is a minute. Is that correct? I don't know what it is.
See, I don't even know.
That editing is like, I'm not good with that. I feel like mm-hmm. I can be on it forever. And it's funny because you can watch it and it'll be like a 10-second video, but I'm like, you don't even know. Like, it looks so simple, but yeah. I'm like, the editing and like the concept creation must have taken forever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I feel like I've seen people like, they learn the TikTok dances and it takes them like 3 hours to learn it.
Oh my God. My roommate and I went to Tulum in January and there's this like, do you know the foot one?
There's, oh, like the ooh.
No, yeah. No. So we saw it and we're like, oh my God, it looks so easy. And then we tried it and we're like, wait, which foot is it? Because it's like, it's another coordination
it
and it switches.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, we went to Tulum like 2 months ago, and we're still learning.
You're still learning. You'll get it one
but
day.
But we get it sometimes, and then like we don't practice, and then we'll do it. Like we went to the mountains this past weekend. We're like, oh my god, it's gonna be so cool to do in the mountains. So they recorded us, but it was horrible. We're like, we gotta practice more. So Aww. Story of our lives.
You'll get it one day
for sure. Okay, so tax season is upon us. Mm. Did you file your taxes yet?
I did not.
Okay, me neither. So we're in the same boat, girl.
I got an account.
You
though.
Did? Me too. I have an appointment. I have an appointment on March 21st. Mm-hmm. So at least that's scheduled. But did you have an account in last year?
No.
Okay, so this is going to be your first year.
Yeah, this is like my first year like filing taxes for my business.
Isn't it annoying as hell?
Yeah, I'm like a little stressed.
Same. I don't think people realize that like, you know, when you first get your paycheck, right, you're like living your best life because you're like, oh, I just got paid. But you're not taking taxes off.
Yeah.
And then obviously at the end of the year, at least for you and I, like we'll get different pay stubs or whatever the mm-hmm. case is, how your payments come through. But like each one needs to be deducted. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I actually didn't make that much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do you want to tell me a little bit about maybe, I mean, obviously you said there's pros to being a freelancer, but mm-hmm. what are the struggles?
Yeah, definitely like the financial side. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're a freelancer, you're doing every job of owning a business, basically. I mean, unless you hire someone, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the admin part, finance part, like I'm very organized and I have like a Google sheet for every single thing.
Same.
And I record like all my expenses mm-hmm. and like my income and everything. So like I have formulas where it's like it'll like deduct like 30%.
Oh, I should do that.
Yeah. Just so like you know how much but you don't really
total
know
of each
payment that I get.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so, better to like overestimate anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like I don't know if it's actually like
right.
30%.
Yeah.
Because like you don't really know until the end of the year, but just so like you have an estimate and then like you put that money aside for taxes.
Smart.
But I mean, you're supposed to do it quarterly.
I was just going to say
that. I
didn't
do
that
this year
because
like I didn't.
Yeah.
Like I knew, but like I didn't really know how to do it.
Right.
Like when I first started. Yeah. So like I was just like, I'll just wait till next year.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to pay like an extra fee if you don't do it quarterly. Yeah.
I feel like I've been doing my taxes wrong this whole time. The struggle is real. Okay. So did your parents support your decision to quit a steady job and do your own thing?
They actually did. My parents actually own a restaurant.
Okay.
So like they're both entrepreneurs. So they have always wanted me to be an entrepreneur. I mean, I don't think they wanted to be like photography.
Right.
But they've always wanted me to own my own business. So they weren't like that surprised either because like they knew like that I didn't like my other job.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they were supportive, which I'm like very thankful
That's
for
because
if they weren't like, I like, don't really know what would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was still living with my parents like when I made the switch, but then I moved out like 3 months later.
Are they in the city?
They're in Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. So but nice. I'm very close to them still. Like
yeah.
Where I grew up in Jersey, it's like 45 minutes away from the city.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever photographed them?
I haven't actually.
You should. You should. I mean, I know you don't probably do portraits, maybe.
Do I do portraits, but like, I don't know. They've never asked for photos, so I've never.
But I think it'll be cool because, I mean, I'm getting old now and I feel like the more you get, the older you get, at least I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. I feel like I'm trying to spend more time with family and just like I just went to Barcelona with my mom and it was just her and I. And mm-hmm. I think if you have a skill, it'll be like so beautiful to like even take photos either of them or with them. And like a year later, you'll be like, wow, look at that.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah. And have they seen your work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom follows me on Instagram, so she, like, sees
so
everything.
Cute. You're, like, your number one supporter. And then just random, what kind of camera do you use?
I have a Canon 60 Mark II.
That's a great camera.
Yeah.
How do you, have you always been, like, a Canon girl?
Yes. Okay. So this is actually my second camera body that I have. I started with the Rebel T 5i or 4i. One of those.
Yeah.
I mean, the very basic beginner camera, but I mean, works perfectly.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. I always say it's like the lens that.
100%.
Yeah.
And they always say that actually, I forgot what the quote is, but something about like, it's not what you have or like what tools you have, but it's like how you use it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like what you make of it. Mm-hmm. So interesting. And then do you edit through Lightroom?
Yep.
Cool.
Mostly Lightroom and then occasionally Photoshop.
Photoshop.
Yeah. I have to Photoshop something out, but.
Do you actually like photoshopping like people out?
Yes.
I think that's, you like it?
Oh, I don't like doing it, but I do.
It's so annoying. I think it's so annoying. I'm like, oh.
It is very
people
annoying.
Are ruining my photos.
Yeah. I mean, I try to like do everything I can like while I'm actually shooting to like
right,
get rid of those things.
Yeah.
Like if there's like random garbage on the
ground. Yeah, I know.
Just take it away. I don't want to photoshop it later.
It's so fun. Okay, so I guess the last half of the podcast revolves around the title, which is called The City Confessions. And the whole point is after I have guests, you know, give the rundown of who they are, what they do, I then shift to asking them, like, what is your confession? And the reason I ask is because, first of all, I think there's a difference between secrets and confessions. Like, secrets are obviously things that you hold dear to your heart. Mm-hmm. And confession is something maybe that you're like, oh, people don't know this about me. Or, like, it's a borderline secret, but you're kind of like, I don't mind sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's interesting because I think people have different either, like, funny or, like, like unexpected confessions or something, like, really serious.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to preface this by saying that, like, this is a safe space and you can share whatever you're comfortable with because you don't really know me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just wanted to, like, take a second now to just be, like, what is your confession? So weird.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Oh, now there you go. So some questions I ask to get the ball rolling are like maybe what is one misconception you think people have of you,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's related to your profession or not, or like what are some like not like relationship issues, but like think about like your relationships with either your family or like social or like societal pressures, like mm-hmm. stuff that's just like, you know, we all go through as adults and something that you're like, okay, people don't know this about me or I'm dealing with this.
Okay.
You can take as long as you want. People have taken like literally years and I just sit here. No, but it can be anything. I'll give you some examples. Like some people have said like I had a model friend and she's like so beautiful, but she was saying that she struggled a lot, you know, with comparison and like just insecurities. Mm-hmm. I've had somebody, she's like a skin expert, and she was like, I actually never washed my face. And I was like, ah. And I mean, people have shared like loss, trauma, you know, past, just like personal, like really, really dark times.
Mm-hmm.
And people have said like beautiful, you know what I mean, like they're highlights, so it ranges and it just depends on the person.
Okay. Okay, maybe it's something like my family.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna go back to like where you said that like now that you're getting older you want to be like closer to your family and like things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that I'm definitely closer to my family now than I was like when I was little. But I did have a lot of family issues like growing up. And I feel like that made me like a lot stronger as a person and also a lot more independent.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think that definitely goes into like me being like an entrepreneur and like doing my own thing and like being my own boss. But yeah, it's definitely made me stronger. My brother had a lot of drug issues when I was little. And that definitely, like, I guess just like made me who I am today because like I saw my family struggling, but like I've always been like fine. And
are you the older, younger?
I'm the younger sister and it's my older brother. So, I mean, everything's like fine in my family now.
Mm-hmm.
We went past the issues.
Yeah.
But I feel like people definitely don't know that about me unless like, I mean, people like that grew up with me definitely know like I grew up in a very small town.
Mm-hmm.
So like word gets around, but like definitely people that like I meet like just now or like people in New York and mm-hmm. everything. Yeah. I feel like they'd never expect that about me.
Yeah.
And I like don't really drink a lot. And it's definitely because like I grew up in that like space where like there's always an issue with like drugs and like stuff like mm-hmm. that. But yeah, I personally like never had like an issue. Like all my friends like party and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I don't. And yeah, it's like funny to see people's like reactions when like I have like if I go out with like someone new. I'm definitely very Asian in the fact that, like, if I have, like, 3 sips of wine,
girl,
I'm, like,
you're drunk.
Bright.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk, actually, but I'm, like,
it's that Asian glow.
Red. Yeah. I have that Asian glow.
Yeah.
but, yeah. That's
well, thank you for sharing.
Confession.
I mean, I can definitely relate to it because, I mean, I'm close. I mean, same way. I'm, like, kind of – I'm close to my family now, and I, like, mm-hmm. love them. Obviously, again, when you grow up, you're, like – these people mean a lot to me, and it's mm-hmm. literally unconditional love, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's just that bond where whatever has happened in the past, you kind of just, like, not even forget it, but you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no point in, like, holding grudges, right?
Yeah.
And I feel the same way. Like, I can, like, confidently say at this moment that my family and everything is okay, but, like, growing mm-hmm. up, I had issues too, and I think
yeah.
a lot of people do. But, yeah, it's weird because – I don't know about you, but, like, sometimes when you're, like, with friends and you meet new people, like, you kind of just focus on the relationship that you have with that person, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of enjoy life,
mm-hmm.
whatever. You go to coffee, you go to dinner, you go to lunch. But I am more interested in getting to know people, right,
yeah.
for, like, their stories and,
mm-hmm.
like, asking actually, like, meaningful questions, like, what was your childhood like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how was it growing up? Because I think those questions are gateways to like people's upbringing and lifestyles and perspectives
mm-hmm.
and insights and all of that. So
yeah.
I think it's like really interesting that you mentioned that. And yeah, to this day, even like some friends, that's why I share this podcast as well, because I have like solo episodes here and
mm-hmm.
there, and I'll sprinkle like confessions and like
yeah.
stuff that people would never ever ever have known.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like vulnerability is beautiful, and I think like sharing stories is beautiful, because I'm sure there's at least one person listening to this and saying like, oh my God, I can totally relate. Like,
yeah.
I'm having family issues right now,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I do want to just ask one more question about that. I don't want to like, you know, pry too much,
yeah.
but how do you, like, how did it change? Like, what was the process of, you know, going through all this and then like
mm-hmm.
having this breakthrough to you guys being like civilized and like
yeah.
good right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think it was just over time? Do you think it was communication? Like,
I think it was definitely communication, and then also just like
growing up. Yeah.
Like getting more mature.
Yeah. Because I feel like in the Asian culture, we don't really talk about things.
Yeah.
or express anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big part of what maybe was like a hindrance
mm-hmm.
to like my personal family issues, just like communicating. It's like a lot of like bottled up feelings.
Yeah.
So you guys were able to communicate, because
yeah.
that's still an issue.
I mean, I feel like that was the only way to like solve
it. Did you like
anything?
Literally sit down?
We didn't sit down. It was mostly just like my brother just like growing up and just like realizing like,
yeah,
like this has to stop.
Yeah, that's good then. Do you have a good relationship with him now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like super close with him, but like just because like I don't see him that
right.
often, but like when we meet each other, we have each other's backs.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then how often do you visit your family?
I'd say like, well, twice a month.
Oh
yeah.
They're like,
is
right
that
there.
Like a
lot? No. Oh no, my family's also 20 minutes away, but I feel like I see them like at least once.
Well, it's
a week.
Not. So like I don't have a car.
Oh, okay.
Taking public transportation takes an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. But they drive,
like,
right?
An
Yeah.
Well, because they own a restaurant, like, they don't have time off, like, ever.
Oh, yeah. What kind of restaurant is it?
It's a Chinese restaurant.
Okay. My friend also lives in Jersey. Mm-hmm. Her family owns a sushi restaurant. I think it's called Hana. Have you heard of it? Oh, okay.
Jersey's pretty
small. Yeah, that's true. I don't know what town. But, yeah, they close only Tuesdays.
Yeah, my family, right? They only close on Mondays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you pick a day of the week that's, like, the least traffic or something. But they never get off. Like, and she works in the restaurant, actually. Mm-hmm. So, like, when it's New Year's, Christmas.
I still have to, like, my...
Help out? Or...
Yeah, like, my Christmas every year is working at my parents' restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have normal holidays.
Yeah. But do you actually celebrate Christmas, like, personally?
I don't, but, I normally go to my boyfriend's, like, family stuff, so, like, I normally have to work at the restaurant and, like, go late.
Right. I know, I'm struggling. But then Chinese New Year, they're closed, obviously, right?
They're open.
What?
Because people want to go to the Chinese restaurant.
They are true. People don't realize this, but, like, Asians are, like, the most hardworking. Well, I don't want to say the most. One of the most hardworking like, people ever.
Definitely.
Just work. Mm-hmm. Where's your family from?
China.
Like, like Beijing or like what?
By like Shanghai.
Okay. Thanks.
Are you Chinese?
I am. Oh, my family's from Hong Kong.
They're by like Ningbo.
Okay. I'm not really sure. Because I'm like, you know, Hong Kong is like not in China.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I don't really know. But I always like to ask because I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. I just want to take a moment now. So, like, thank you so, so, so much for coming over and taking time out of your day. Because I think as freelancers or, like, entrepreneurs or whatever, as you know, you have the freedom to create your own schedule.
Yeah.
But that power is yours, right? Mm-hmm. And so the fact that you said yes, just saying yes, I think it's, like, it's a gift. And I want to thank you for that. Because you could have utilized this hour doing something else, you know, to, like, whatever you wanted to sleep in. So yeah, and just sharing your story, and I'm just being like open-minded, because I think in New York there is this stereotype that we're all like rude and like all about ourselves.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to just like show that there's actual, like, that's why I always use the word like real New Yorkers. I'm like, this podcast is like sharing real stories of real people living in New York City. So yeah, I really appreciate that.
Oh, it was great coming here and being on it.
Yay. I have two more questions before we wrap up. Okay, so the second to last is, what is the one thing you love most about yourself? Because I'm all about positivity. I want people leaving my apartment feeling great. So, yes, girl, what is that one thing?
I think, like, being interested in so many things and, like, actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I feel like sometimes people don't know what they have passions for, and it's like a struggle, and they're like,
it's hard,
looking to find like what their thing is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that like most of my passions are all like art things, so I'm glad that like I have that outlet, and like I'm glad that I could make it my full-time job.
Yeah, amazing. And then my last question is obviously, like, what are you up to? What can people be on the lookout for? Like, anything you want to plug? Any cool projects? Like, what's on the horizon for the next, you know, like, up until, because it's going to be March.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, summer goals.
Yeah. Well, currently I'm redoing my website.
Yes, I just see that.
Rebranding a little bit. So, I'm very
excited. Do you have a deadline for that? Or are you kind of just...
I didn't really have a deadline, but, like, I've had that website remark on, like, when people go up saying that there's gonna be a new website for like 2 months now.
Yeah.
So I'm
before summer.
Oh, way before that. I'm hoping. But no, hopefully by like next month everything will be up.
Cool.
Yeah, which I'm very excited about. Yeah. And I'm also collaborating with one of my friends that's a videographer.
Nice.
And we're gonna do like a little like video for my website.
Amazing.
Like my socials.
Yeah.
Just like a little bit about me, and like follow me around for like a day and like see what
I do. We have one more question. I know this is like not part of the schedule, whatever. But as a photographer, are you usually shy to be photographed?
Or do you not really mind? Because I grew up as a dancer.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Because I feel like some, I mean, there's two ways, right? I know some photographers who are also like their own brand or whatever. Like, they, like, I feel like you can always tell by if you go to a photographer's page and if it's just like their work, mm-hmm. you kind of like, who is the person behind the lens, right? Or if you kind of combine both elements.
Yeah, like, I've been trying to combine both.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's important for somebody to like know who you are.
Yeah. Last year, I like tried to get a few photos of myself.
Nice.
And I feel like when I do post photos of myself, like that's the one that gets like the most engagement.
Yeah.
Because like people want to see like who's behind them.
Yeah, it's true. Because sometimes you're like if you have no, not like personality, but like you don't show anything about yourself, if you're not on stories, you're not talking, people are like, they just, it's a disconnect, right? And the whole point of photography is being able to connect with your client.
Yeah. Exactly. And like, I feel like if you don't post photos of yourself, or like not even post photos of yourself, but like talk a little bit about yourself, like why is someone going to book a shoot with you if like they don't know who the photographer is?
Yeah.
So yeah, it definitely helps.
Amazing. All right. We are ending this episode, guys. I hope you guys really enjoy this one with Shelly. I'm going to leave all of her information in the description and make sure to follow her. And if you are an influencer or not even, if you're a regular person wanting to get your photos taken and you like that airy vibe, that bohemian vibe, that like really pretty vibe, I guess you can say.
Carefree,
loving life. Make sure to hit her up and, you know, keep bugging her so her website is up.
Yeah.
Keep her accountable. But yes, thank you so much again. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for the next one. Bye.
Bye.